From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. One day after announcing his spending package for the next fiscal year, President Obama was in Nashua, New Hampshire, where he made a campaign-style appearance to promote his jobs creation plan.
And we're going to start where most new jobs start, with small businesses. These are the companies that begin in basements and garages when an entrepreneur takes a chance on his dream, or a worker decides it's time she becomes her own boss.
The reception was not so warm on Capitol Hill for the president's budget plans. Members of both parties criticized the package, Republicans saying it doesn't do enough to address the deficit, while Democrats are concerned about big spending cuts. The nation's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, says he supports overturning the law barring gays from serving openly in the ranks. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, Mullen is the first senior military officer to publicly oppose the 1993 law known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Admiral Mullen says allowing gays to serve openly is the right thing to do. He told senators he served with gay and lesbian service members since 1968 when he graduated from the Naval Academy. Mullen says he's bothered they can't be honest about who they are.
No matter how I look at this issue, I cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place a policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens.
Congress is looking at repealing the law that has forced out thousands of service members. Pentagon officials will spend the next year studying how they'll put any new policy change into effect. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
CIA Director Leon Panetta told the Senate Intelligence Committee that al-Qaeda plans to attack the U.S. in the next 3 to 6 months. Panetta says it won't be a 9/11 type of attack. Rather, he says the terrorist group is deploying operatives that work alone, like the airline bomber thwarted on Christmas Day. Safety investigators say a series of pilot errors caused a commuter plane to crash into a home near Buffalo last February. 50 people were killed in the accident. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Investigators for the National Transportation Safety Board say a number of factors contributed to the crash of the Continental Connection flight operated by Colgan Air. There were issues of pilot fatigue and improper reaction to a mechanical warning of an imminent stall. NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt, himself a pilot, said there was also far too much conversation in the cockpit.
It was as if the flight was just a means for the captain to conduct a conversation with this young first officer.
Board Chairwoman Deborah Hersman expressed frustration that the Federal Aviation Administration has failed, in her words, time after time after time, to enact previous NTSB recommendations to address safety concerns raised by the Colgan investigation. She said she feels like she's in the movie Groundhog Day. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow gained 111 points. This is NPR. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran is ready to send its enriched uranium abroad in exchange for nuclear fuel, as requested by the United Nations. The move could break the stalemate over Tehran's nuclear program. Ahmadinejad said in an interview with state television that he has no problem giving the West its low-level uranium and taking it back several months later after it's been enriched. A new study on hunger in America shows an unprecedented number of people are in need of food assistance. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Myroff has the story.
One in eight Americans is visiting food pantries, soup kitchens, or shelters for food. That's up 46% from 4 years ago. The report by Feeding America says 14 million children are getting food assistance, up from 9 million in 2005. Catherine D'Amato, president of the Greater Boston Food Bank, which distributes 31 million pounds of food a year, says it's a crisis.
Americans are hurting. They need our help. And we're going to be relying on our partnership with both the federal government, the state government, and our private donors to help us continue to try to address this problem.
In Massachusetts, 90% of the demand is being met, but some food pantries run out of supplies. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov in Boston.
Americans were drinking more last year, but were steering clear of top-shelf liquor. An industry group report says people bought cheaper brands and drank more at home rather than going to pricey bars and restaurants. While the amount of liquor sold by suppliers inched up by 1.4%, consumers are buying less boutique labels. The sale of expensive brands was down more than 5%. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.